Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welch. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's hour two of In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank them for highlighting a little bit of ITL in your world because In This League is in a lot of places. And guess what? There's a lot of you out there. And you're not listening to all the stuff. I know. I see the numbers. I'm very disappointed in you. Very disappointed. You, right now, that's walking and listening to us, shame. Listen to more. You that's in the car, listen to more. Listen to all the things. Listen to it twice. Subscribe, unsubscribe, subscribe again. Do all the tricks. Support your boys. There's no way possible that we're oversaturated and 20 hours a week of us is too much. No way that could be.
Yeah, I think it's not enough. I think we're underrated.
How does it feel, by the way, for us to do so much to also be so disrespected? Have we ever had so many cancellations on our shows? Like co-hosts?
Oh my god,
this
football show has been, it's like a curse.
What, football show people cancel the day of? Your co-hosts and your college shows just won't show up? Last minute cancellation. I've never seen so much cancellation in stuff that we do.
Yeah, it's like me with dentist appointments.
You do hate those.
I hate them, yeah.
Why do you hate them so much? Oh, the gag reflex.
The gag reflex, yeah. So I don't get like the pain. I've had a kidney stone. I don't give a crap. You know, you can drill in there all you want as long as I'm not going every 8 seconds. Gross. It's the worst.
I would go get a full root cleaning right now if it would mean all of my radio equipment would work. My board, my iPad, it would sound good. My I got this DBX compressor gate. If that thing would be back working, if I could get it all firing on all cylinders, I'd gladly go get a root cleaning. It feels like I'm not getting a root cleaning right now dealing with it. I was okay for a little bit. The anger just got right back, instantly back.
Speaking of root cleaning, so I know you haven't watched the new season of Making a Murderer yet.
Nope.
I just want you to see one picture. Just go to Google, and I can't remember the lady's name. I just want you to see Steve Avery's new lawyer's veneers. Just type in Steve Avery's lawyer's veneers.
Avery lawyer.
She's
type in lawyer, and it'll come up.
She's, right. I mean, I like her. She's insanely tenacious.
Doesn't have the guys anymore.
No, he switched. This lady's like super famous for, she's exonerated like 17 people.
I am super famous, super famous.
Yeah. So she's exonerated like 17 people who were locked up for life sentences and stuff like that. So he went with her, but she has like, her face is obviously like a lady that smokes a whole lot. Like she's obviously keeping her figure by smoking 2 packs a day, but then her teeth could not be whiter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing this picture of her, and I see, like, her teeth are pretty white, but it doesn't stand out to me. You know what this is, Fox? Well, maybe it's a little bit different. This is like the girl next door with the male star of the girl next door who does a weird thing with his eyes, and I pointed it out, and it annoyed you, but right. You never saw it before. But like I'm seeing this and I don't know, maybe I need to watch it. I don't.
You'll notice it on the show. It's just like because they like she does a lot of talking like right into the camera to like explain what's going on and what she's doing and all that stuff. And there's just a lot of her teeth going all over the place.
I have not watched it. You have been binge watching the new season of Making a Murderer. I am still watching The Haunting on House Hill, or Haunting of Hill House. That's what it is. I was
the Hill House Haunting Haunters. Yeah.
What you need to watch. Stop being such a scaredy cat and watch a show. Watch it tonight.
I listened to a podcast today where the guy was talking about how he got creeped out for watching it.
I had to fast forward during that same show because I was not going to let anything be ruined for me.
There actually was nothing ruined. So he talked about that a little bit, and then he talked about how his wife almost gave him a heart attack when she decided to stand over him.
I did hear that. By the way, John Gruden has made $400 since the show started, by the way. Just want to point everybody out.
That seems low to me.
An hour? $400?
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, like, that's barely more than what they charge you to fix your car for an hour. Yeah. So.
No, you know what? I was wrong. He's made $8 million since he's been there. He still owed $91.9 million.
Yeah, still got a lot left.
Yeah, I actually had this. Okay, basketball in 1 second. You were just talking about the scary thing. Halloween's looming, and this podcast we were listening to, the wife was standing over him. So, the other day, I was laying in. I don't remember the context of what it was, but I was like laying in bed. And I heard this sound, and it was like pitch black, you know, because it gets darker later in the day, and you know, it's still in the morning, and I'm hearing this like wrestling sound, and I don't know what it is, and like everyone, this is the point of the morning where like everyone's out of the room, but I'm still sleeping a little bit before I have to go to work, because I had a couple kids, and I hear this wrestling sound, and I'm like, it's kind of like waking me up, and I'm like, what the hell? So I turn over to the empty side of the bed, and I see this black figure on arms and legs on their knees.
It's your son.
It's okay. So I look over, and it's a completely pitch black figure, hands and knees, 2 feet from me at the edge of the bed. And I go, what the? And he goes, sorry, Daddy. And I'm like, what the? What are you doing? And here was the problem. The day before, he got a new costume. And it was
tell me he's wearing a mask.
It was a police SWAT outfit in pitch black. And he was wearing the helmet, which covers his face. And he goes, sorry, Daddy. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I couldn't find the walkie-talkie. It was somewhere here. And I'm like, don't do that. And he's like,
what time was it? You said it was 4 a.m.
No, it was like 6:45 in the morning or something, but it's still pitch black. Okay. It's pitch black, dark. Yeah. And all I see is this shadowy, dark figure, hands and knees crawling towards me. And it was single-handedly the scariest thing I've dealt with in the last couple years since my marriage. So it's my wedding. So, all right, let's talk about
the haunting at Welsh House.
Yeah, exactly. At Welsh Manor. Let's talk about some basketball.
Let's not talk about the Rockets. Whatever you do.
No.
1-4. Carmelo's ruining it.
I've got more topics than wins for the Houston Rockets to talk about here. The season's been interesting. There's lots of good stuff. I mean, even if you go back and look at Friday night, just as a tell of like where the NBA season has been, it's been full of exciting stuff. Kevin Durant, 41 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Kyle Lowry, 12 assists game, 20 points. That's good to see. Montrezl Harrell, 30 points for the Clippers. You know, a lot of big stuff. We've seen some early triple doubles. That's all nice to see. But there's three things that have very much stood out to me, and I want to get your take on it, because we've talked a little bit briefly about some of this.
At the Hill House.
Yeah. Oh, how did you know that? 3 a.m. is important. It's like
3 a.m. is important in like every movie.
But it's like 3:03 or something in there. Yeah, they call it the witching hour. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, the witching hour. Right.
Yeah. So when you're up at 3 a.m. this morning, just think about the witching hour.
I'm going to go to my hub and type in witches.
Oh, that's how you're going to celebrate the witching hour.
That's right.
definitely a category on the hub for you. But there has been three very unique things that have happened this season that are very different from last year. Some are kind of honed into maybe one skill set, and the other two, frankly, have just been performance wise. Number one, on one of the most interesting early things for this NBA season, DeAndre Jordan's free throw percentage. Currently,
what the hell?
I can't believe it. His issue has always kept him outside the top 100 because he's like a sub 500 free throw shooter. Currently on Yahoo, he ranks inside the top 20 because he is over 80% free throw. What did he do on Friday night? What was it again?
Nine, 8 of 9.
Unfreaking believable. He is over 80% free throw, 66% field goal, over 15 points, over 13 rebounds, over 2 assists. He's a top 20 fantasy player. Now, it's not going to stick. It can't stick, but the improvement is clear.
Do you know what he shot last year?
I think it was like 44%.
58%, which is not bad for him. Still terrible. Still going to ruin you.
We've always said, with a guy like DeAndre Jordan, if he could shoot 68%, 70%, he would be what?
Yeah, ifs and buts was candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, right, the Welsh?
But that's what I'm saying, though, is everyone said if he could do something like this, imagine what his value would be. We are, what, 2 weeks into the season? And the guy is over 80%. It's not like, because here's what I'm also trying to point out. It's not like he had like one night where he was 5 for 7, another night where he was like 4 for 7, and then he had a whole bunch of nights where he was like 1 for 1 or 2 for 2. He just went 8 for 9. Like he's had, like across the board, he's having consistent free throw nights. He has made an adjustment, and it is boosting his value beyond belief.
You never watched The Office, did you?
Not really.
Like here and there.
A little bit.
There's this one episode where this guy, Jim, he did a fantastic job at work, and he called up his boss. He's like, hey, I got 3 new clients, or I closed this deal or whatever. And the boss was like, you know what? Way to go, Jim. You did your job. Like, that's how I feel about DeAndre Jordan. Like, way to go. You made free throws. They're called free throws. You should be making them all the time.
I don't think you could make 60% free throw.
I could.
If
you paid 10. Me 1/10 of what DeAndre Jordan makes in a year, I'll knock down 90% after running 3 miles a day. I'll work myself into doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the why do like guys like LeBron James? Why are they not 95%? Why isn't 90% the benchmark average across the NBA? Because it's
to be
not.
Honest, I feel like it's because they don't care that much.
It's free
it's
points.
Not something that they work
so.
On constantly. LeBron works like LeBron is one of the hardest workers in the NBA. He has to be because he's getting up there in age. And I just don't see, you know, he's 70 whatever percent.
But can't you look at it like at the same point of like, why don't baseball players bat 60%? Why aren't they batting 600 all the time? Why is batting 300 the benchmark? It's because everything is hard. Nothing is a gimme. Even though it's a free throw, it's because it's an uncontested, unmoved shot that you just sit there and you shoot up. But
it's just crazy that the big men always miss them. Why do the big men miss them? And
well,
why
because
do some
usually
big
they don't
men
shoot
knock them
much.
Down constantly?
Well, because if you well, also all of these same big men, these guys don't have a mid-range game. They don't shoot the ball. They're like all their game is down low, post up, hook, dunk. That's the game that they work on. Most
this
big
is just
men
something
don't
so easy to practice.
I agree.
You know, you don't need another person there. All you got to do is go to the line and shoot.
I
got to imagine for some of these guys, it's a pressure situation, right? Like you probably knock down. That's what they said about oh, Jesus, I just forgot his name. The dude on the Rockets who he played for a million teams, but he had that weird hitch in his shot. I can't remember his name. But anyway, like they said, he would knock down 85% in practice, and then he just couldn't make them at all during the game.
I think there's
like
part
whatever
of it.
The pressure was, he was just terrible.
But those big men, it's not their natural rotation to do shots in a jumper format. It's just not what it is. You don't see DeAndre Jordan working on his
jumper.
Why are
you making so many excuses for DeAndre Jordan?
I'm just saying, like, well, here's my thing. Under 65% is inexcusable to me. So that's always been my problem. But if you get a guy that shoots like 68%, 71%, like I think they're doing okay. They're just a little bit lower than average. You'd like guys to be in like 79 to 83% range. That seems like a more consistent thing. But the free throws usually tie in with the skill set of the players. DeAndre Jordan has made a change and his fantasy value has jumped up. Here's the problem, though. You have to make the decision right now. Are you buying or selling him? And I think I want to sell him.
Yeah, I think also because it was Chuck Hayes, by the way, Chuck Wagon. That's remember he had that weird hitch. I think I'm with you. I'm definitely a sell on DeAndre Jordan right now because he's also blocking. Now, we've seen him block in the past, but last year, for whatever reason, he just completely fell off. He was averaging, and that's the real reason that combined with the the horrible, horrible free throw percentage in the preseason, I was just completely off of him. Yeah. I just couldn't do it.
He's nuts.
Yeah, because he's not blocking and he's not making free throws. So what would you say you do here?
Well, maybe we're going to see less hacking on him as well. Number two, now this comes back to a similar type of player, but it's nuts what we're seeing with the Los Angeles Lakers. JaVale McGee. JaVale McGee right now is top 20, 60% field goal, shooting almost 12 shots a game. Whoa. 65% free throw is not great. 17.7 rebounds, under two assists, almost three blocks. JaVale McGee is bonkers right now. Like, it's
he's
nuts.
He's doing it, man.
Yeah, he is doing it with LeBron right now. And this is, again, one of those guys that's slowly trying to transform his game into having, you know, some type of a perimeter game. But he just came out of nowhere, you know, and I think there was some early conversation like, yeah, JaVale McGee could be a guy. But all of a sudden he has this massive value. And I'm going to just throw out number three here because we've only got about a minute, Bogman. But you can tell me where you lie on this one. I think number three as a player, if I can get this to, I might have to refresh this real quick. Because
JaVale
McGee,
just real quick, averaging the most points he's ever averaged is 11. He's got 17. The most rebounds he's got 7. He hasn't averaged more than that since 2012.
That's nuts. Number two or number three, his teammate Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball, almost 50% field goal, 80% free throw, 2 threes a game, about 12 points, almost 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals a game, under 2 turnovers right now. Lonzo Ball, all those corrections we kind of saw, a little bit shorter minutes, tutelage from LeBron James. He is straight out, for lack of a better word, balling right now.
Dude, he was the percentages are the big thing for him.
Absolutely.
Because his percentages is what that's what sunk him last season. And a bunch of people drafted him thinking he was going to be the rookie to own. You get all that time in L.A. But really, if he can sustain the at least hopefully close to these percentages, he's going to be a great buy for everyone who has him this year.
He's going to be a top 50 player. All right, don't go anywhere. There's more in this league coming up. I don't know if we'll slip in some more basketball, but we've got to set some DFS lineups. We've got World Series talk and Week 8 football action. So we're coming back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, sir. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
Nobody.
ITO.
The DailyRoto.com NBA Lineup Optimizer is now available. That means that you can use the same tools and projections that DailyRoto.com's NFL Premium subscribers are using to win each week for NBA DFS contests. How you like that? We were just talking NBA. Now you can win some NBA money today. You've heard a lot about DailyRoto.com's NFL Optimizer here on the Fantasy Sports Network and how its subscribers are winning tournament prizes on FanDuel and DraftKings in thousands, hundreds of thousands, and the 7 $1 million winners they've produced. Well, now you can double your pleasure and cash in on the NBA Daily Fantasy Party too. If you're playing Daily Fantasy Sports and you're not using the Daily Roto tools, projections, and optimizers, you're doing it wrong and you're at a competitive disadvantage. So go to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, and enter the promo code FNTSY for a special discount. Start winning today. That's DailyRoto.com. Click on Go Premium. Enter the promo code FNTSY. Get that special discount. Start winning today. DailyRoto.com, the site where millionaires are made. Not
that's
us.
That's right.
Maybe that's where John Gruden went. Do you think if
is,
you...
Is the Powerball today real quick? Like, we could win that more than that John Gruden thing. Isn't it like up to 800 million like the other one was?
Well, I don't know where. Last I saw was like 750 million.
There you go. Like that.
Then we could have like amistillamillionaire.com.
I don't want to be... See, I don't want to be the lottery ticket guy, though. But that's a giant lottery. Like,
what do you mean?
But I feel bad because I just bought lottery tickets. I hate wasting money on that crap.
You mean like the Mega Millions?
Yeah, yeah.
When that one guy from South Carolina won it?
Hey, God bless him. Congratulations, man.
You got all religious. You're like, hey, God bless that, man. He's a true patriot American. You want to get a hold of me? My Venmo's Bogman.
Yeah. At Bogman Sports on the Twitter machine.
Gotta do Lord's work here at the Welsh. That's right. Venmo on over. Venmo at the Welsh. I'm going to do that work. I feel like I would
be- I don't get like why people hate the lottery winners. They're like, screw that one guy from South Carolina. Really? Like, good for him.
Nah, it's the same.
Won a bunch of money.
Yeah, but those are the same people that are like, ooh, athletes are paid too much. Why is this guy making $10 million? Like, he shouldn't. Doctors shouldn't. Teachers. It's like, yeah, we get those people are better, but these guys are more popular than those people. There's not like the elementary.
I mean, there's just so much I want to say right now that I can't. So.
There's not like the Bowman Chrome cards of neurosurgeons where we're collecting.
That's right.
We're like, oh, look, I got, you know, Dr. David Johnson.
Your stupid third grader isn't going to save the world anyway. Give me a break. Why does he need that
one? Oh,
I'm just saying. Hey, look, zero shares of kids. So
yeah. Good for you. God bless. Amen. Good for you. God bless all that stuff. I feel like if I won, just I this is going to sound bad, but if I won like, you know, $800 million, I feel like one of the first things I would want to go do is go do the biggest, most ridiculous gamble for money that I don't ever think.
Like put it all on black in Vegas?
Like $500,000 on a hand of blackjack type.
No,
of
no,
thing.
No, the whole thing.
Oh no, 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 not that.
The whole thing, all no. on black.
No, have you ever, by the way, wanted to like take a work paycheck and go to the casino and just be like, listen, I'm gonna risk it all in one hand.
I'm gonna risk it all.
Oh, but I've thought about that. I've thought about that stuff before, but no, like I don't want to risk all money.
You know, paying my rent. So
yeah, I only went only one time. but like. I would want to go do something.
That's a movie. Which movie is that?
Oh, I don't know.
God, it's the one about the record shop. Remember the guy? They're going to close it down because no one's buying records anymore.
Oh, the Tower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tower Records.
With Liv Tyler.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Remember Liv Tyler, though? Yeah, Liv Tyler, though.
Liv Tyler, though. Liv Tyler still looked good in The Leftovers. I mean, she's always looked good.
Yeah, but. Like Liv Tyler in Tower Records or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That was next level.
I mean, that's better, of course. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, not everybody ages. Some people age better. Like Heather Graham, I think, has aged better.
She has. She looks great.
It looks amazing. But again, what I'm trying to get at is I would want to go make one bet that just makes everybody uncomfortable. Everybody's sweating. You know what I mean? Like $500,000.
You win $750 million. $500,000 ain't going to make anybody sweat.
$1 million like on a boxing match.
That's just like tip money.
Yeah.
If I win $750 million, $500,000 is tip money for my weekend in Vegas.
And it's not to cocktail waitresses either.
No, it's not.
All right. What are we doing here? Our buddy Drew. Shumpa Loompa. What's his Twitter handle?
Mr. Boom Shakalaka.
Mr. Boom Shakalaka. Sorry, Drew. I apologize. I just been a long week. I couldn't.
Yeah, he's got too many internet points for you to be getting his name wrong.
No, so. You're right. Yeah, Drew.
You're
Snyder.
Already not following him. So,
well, he didn't earn those points yet, unfortunately. Drew Snyder, Mr. Boom Shakalaka.
How many internet points does he have to get to cash in for a follow?
You know what? How about this? When all my equipment here works, I'll follow Drew. So don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
I mean, I'm. It's 50-50 that he winds up just breaking that thing in half tonight. So
I mean, honestly, when we started the show, I had one of those visions. Do you ever have those visions like where you're living it out in your brain?
Oh, yeah.
Are
you kidding me?
I was living out destroying this board and then having people tell me, well, why would you do that? We could have tried to fix it. And I'd have been like, I don't care. Like that there type
was
of
this,
thing.
So it's the year is 2011. The Diamondbacks are closing out the division. They're about to win the NL West. I'm sitting in my seat. I've been watching this team the entire year, and this guy in front of me in a straw cowboy hat is trying to start the wave for like three innings. And that's the last time I had that where I'm living it out. I imagine myself just choking this dude to death.
Being like a Raiders fan.
Like I kicked him in the face because he was in front of me. And when he's down on the ground, I jumped on him and I started choking him to death. And my friend I was there with is like, are you okay? You're like, well, no, because I wasn't doing anything. I was just staring off into space like nothing was there. And she's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just imagining myself murdering this guy in front of me. So yeah.
I mean, I can get intense just like that. And then like I'll carry that too. Like it happened. You ever have that where like like my wife will have like a dream, like I did something in a dream and then she's like mad and I'm like, listen, you're going to have to cut this out because I didn't do all the things. Your brain had me do it. This is your fault.
Why can't they be mad at you for like normal stuff when that happens? Like you never fill up the gas tank, you know?
Yeah, they're
definitely get you for that.
Yeah, no, they do.
Did you, by the way, since we've had that discussion, have you started filling up the gas tank all the way?
$25 today.
25 instead of 20.
What? You want to know something? The day before, I put in 20.
Why? And by the way, why are you using 20 bucks of a day in gas? Well, are you serious?
You want to know why? Oh, you're going to get me riled up again. Because I drove across Arizona to pick up my board from the person that had it and drove all the way back. It was a good 70 miles that I drove. And I only put 20 in, and then I put 25 in the next day.
We live in exact opposite corners of the valley. I feel like if we met at your buddy's house, that would be us meeting at equidistance, right? Like it's roughly. So far for you, it'd be so far for me, it'd be like the same thing.
Yeah, roughly. It's like 50 minutes for me to get home from that place. Like 30 minutes for you to get there. So that's why. But no, I did think about it. Every time I go to the gas pump, I do think about you, and then I'm like, oh, we hit 20. We must be full.
It's not full. And you hate the gas station more than any other place on earth. You judge the people that are selling you their CDs there. You
know what I did the other day? This is a new one. New level of hate. We're never going to talk about sports here. I'm sorry. go check out the optimizer for stuff. I'm pumping gas. Big SUV pulls up, blaring their music. This little 5'5" white guy gets out in his like, you know, his looks like a stockbroker outfit with his.
You were at that gas station that I was at? Oh, my God.
With orange sunglasses on. He gets out. He's pumping his gas. Mind you, he left his car on, at least the radio on.
So he could listen to his music.
At the loudest possible level. Like, I wanted to hear this country music. That was, by the way, that was me envisioning taking that little person's head and slamming it into his car because he thought he could stand there at 400 decibels in a gas station. And you know what he did too? He did the look around, like looking around like, is everyone paying attention to me? Yeah, we're paying attention to you because we hate you. I hate you. I want you to be rolled under your car.
Have you, you remember my psycho face, right?
Yeah.
My psycho face that I get. So the last time I remember something like that happened to me, I got psycho face. I looked at the guy. I'm like, hey, kill that music.
Yeah. Oh, I almost did. I was in my head. I was so mad. That guy is the worst. All right. Let's talk about sports. See, I'm getting more worked up here about all
the guys.
What are
we talking
about?
We doing basketball? We doing DFS lineups? What are we doing? I can't even remember.
We're going to do DFS. Let's talk about some football here. Our boy Drew, he played our atrocious lineups last week. He didn't win any money.
I thought he won a dollar or something because he was up to like, it was going to win us like, you know, 28 bucks or something, our lineups.
Well, he was flirting with saying like he was up at like the $200 range.
No, that was his lineup that he was winning it with, not with our lineups. Our lineups, we're getting like, you know, 30 bucks tops. So
I don't know. But yeah, he said he like broke even with it. Our lineups weren't great. The Chiefs, I think, screwed him. I'm trying to look here. I think this might have been one of the few weeks where your lineup outdid mine.
I don't know. I quit saving them because they're so terrible. So
yeah, I mean,
I have no idea what my lineup was.
Well,
last week.
Drew always screenshots it. I mean, he is a true ITL through and through listener, though I'm not sure he listens to anything but the radio show. So
yeah, we have other stuff, Drew, if you want to listen to that. Yeah, so
come check it out.
I think he does. I'm almost certain.
We got lots of other places for you to lose your money, Drew. but let's get in to the disaster of what is our picking of DFS. Here's my suggestions. Bogman's going to lay out some good groundwork of some of the plays. Go sign up over at Daily Roto, get in on the optimizers, and tell us what we're doing wrong here, because we're not going to dig in here on the optimizers. We are giving you full-on Bogman and the Welsh picks from our heart.
We are
coming from the heart here. So, Bogman, tell me what the good value plays are for DraftKings this week.
So quarterbacks, we got a decent amount of them. 5,300 for Flacco, 5,200 for Carr, 5,100 for Keenum, 5,000 for Alex Smith, 4,900 for Manning and Beathard, 4,800 for Rosen, and 4,500 for Sam Darnold. The running backs, we got LeSean McCoy at 5,500, Marlon Mack at 5,400, Kerryon, Philip Lindsay, Matt Breida, all 5,000 or to 5,300. Adrian Peterson, Latavius Murray, Jordan Howard, Nick Chubb, Alex Collins are all 4,500 and up. And then Doug Martin, Jalen Richard is a nice deal here at 4,200. Aaron Jones at 4,100. Duke Johnson is below 4,000, and so are Nyheim Hines, your boy Mouse Turd, Ronald Jones, Isaiah Crowell, with no Powell this week. Only Trenton Cannon, by the way. I didn't even go to look and see what Trenton
I'm going to be very disappointed if you don't have Trenton Cannon in the lineup.
I didn't put him in. I need to go look at him. Maybe I'll adjust. And then Alfred Morris was the last one at 3,500 if he can get a single carry. Wide receivers of Welsh, we got Doug Baldwin, Devin Funches, Sterling Shepard, Tyler Lockett, Marquise Goodwin, all coming just under the poverty line from 5,000 to 5,500. DT, Michael Crabtree, Jordy Nelson, Chris Godwin, Christian Kirk, all 4,500. You know, Larry Fitzgerald, less than Christian Kirk, 4,400. So Christian Kirk's 4,500.
I mean, from a name perspective, that's surprising. But, like, think about it. Is it really that surprising?
I know Fitzgerald's been banged up, but he's off the injury report this week. So seems to be healthy. We could see a decent week. Torrey Smith, Hogan, Sutton, Callaway, Benjamin, DJ Moore, Pettis are your very cheap deals. And then we have a couple at tight end here. Jared Cook, still below the poverty line. Trey Burton, 4,800, had a big week last week. And Njoku up there at 4,600. Steelers don't usually cover the tight end well. Jordan Reed, 4,500. Greg Olson, 4,200. Vance McDonald, Ricky Seals-Jones are both under 4,000. And Chris Herndon, who should have had 2 touchdowns last week, 2,800.
Why do you shame the poor with the poverty line? Why did you choose poverty
line? Well, I say the poverty line because your average expense is 5,500. So if they're below 5,500, so I say they're below the
poverty line. The welfare. These are the welfare plays.
That's right. These are EBT. This is
these players you can't buy liquor with, but you can get your milk.
Yeah, you can get Papa Murphy's. So
can you?
Yeah. It's really? Uncooked. Yeah, you can get Papa Murphy's.
Can you not order other fast food with EBT?
No.
Is EBT an Arizona thing or is that an everywhere thing?
I think it's an everywhere thing. Yeah, it's food stamps.
Yeah,
so.
Food stamps.
I think it's just the difference is you have to get uncooked things on your EBT card. And Papa Murphy's is take and bake.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I was not aware. Okay, so Bogman will continue to shame the poor as we talk about the players that are under the poverty line. So, Bogman, tell us, the rich, tell us one percenter, what do you think we should do on DraftKings? What are you doing this week?
All right, so I went with Russell Wilson at 5,900 for my quarterback. He's coming off a bye week going up against Detroit. I know Detroit is good at stopping the run, but Seattle's not going to run that much. They're just not good at it. So they've been better at it recently, but I think the way you beat Detroit is with Russell Wilson. My running backs, I'm going to go with David Johnson, who's kind of a deal, 6,700, and Kareem Hunt going up against Denver, 7,100. My wide receivers, Welsh, I got Adam Thielen, your boy, at 8,700. T.Y. Hilton is I think it's kind of a deal, at 6,300. He only had the 45 yards, but he scored the 2 touchdowns last week. Sexy Julian Edelman on Monday Night Football at 6,200.
Sexy Julian Edelman.
And then I'm really bottoming out on my last three here. Ricky Seals-Jones at tight end, meh. Your boy Anthony Miller at 3,400 at my flex. And the Redskins defense against Eli's dumb face is my defense.
It's a pretty dumb face.
Like, yeah, no, I mean, it's been terrible this year, his face and arm and play.
And his, like, Hall of Fame bid, maybe?
I mean, I still think he's going to the Hall of Fame, but he definitely has a Hall of Fame dumbass look whenever he makes a huge mistake.
When you're right, you're right. And you, my friend, you are right. A dumbass look. So when we come back, we'll talk about mine. We'll see what mine looks like.
Boo.
My DraftKings lineup on the other side. Boo. We'll see how much it differs. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. What was your lineup again? Run it through.
It's going to be the best. Wilson, Hunt, Johnson, Thielen, Hilton, Edelman, Ricky Seals-Jones, Anthony Miller, Redskins D.
It's a pretty good lineup. All right, we're going to see what we can do here. DraftKings lineup on the other side for me. Then we're going to get into FanDuel. See what we can do. Let yourself win some internet points by playing our lineups. Just play the lowest amount so we don't feel bad. And see if you win. Either way, you'll get internet points if you tweet us. As long as you don't curse at us. That'll have to block you. Well, I mean, maybe not. If you're funny about it, I won't. But like, you know. If, you talk
if it's
about,
like Scuba Steve, damn you, that's pretty funny.
That is pretty good. You know what? I might follow you if you do that. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman of the Welsh in this league, DFS Community.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Can't believe what fell on your dreams. Yes. Hot damn drain. Let's play some
In This League.
We are back. Bogman of the Welsh, Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman of In This League. Online at patreon.com/ITL Army. Come join in the madness with the secret shows. The GroupMe rooms, I mean, that's kind of the heart and blood of it. But we got live streams, we've got
heart
chats,
and
we've got some stuff coming up in November, December. This is kind of
the
fun time of the year.
Blood of it.
The
heart
what?
And blood. You said heart and blood of it.
I said heart and soul.
You said heart and blood. I'll bet you $8 million. I'll bet you the Powerball that you said heart
Did
and
I really?
Blood of it. Yes.
The heart and blood.
The heart and blood of it.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, you are the valve that incepts the blood, which is the money, into
now,
the heart, which is ITL.
Are you thinking about Daenerys eating that horse heart?
Did I really say the heart and the blood?
The heart and blood of it.
I mean,
yes.
That's Halloween coming out of me, I guess. I don't know what to say here. I don't know what to say. Are you going to... You know, I
heart
just thought about this, Bogman. Well, actually, what are you going to do on Halloween? Because we're going to have to, we'll be recording some of our podcasts beforehand. Do you like, you're going to get out of the house so people aren't ringing the doorbell?
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't like driving around on Halloween because, you know, actually, no kids trick or treat anymore, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. I think they just go.
I thought they all went to like trick or trunk or whatever it is. And
what?
Every kid's allergic to peanuts now and all that stuff.
I mean, some are. I mean, I'm going to take my kids trick or treating.
Yeah.
But like in my neck of the woods, there's just like one long stretch of houses where these people, I just guess because you live on this neighborhood, you have to. And everyone just goes balls to the wall with it. And there are 4 million people. And I hate every second of it. Just you have to fight through walking through people. It's an absolute nightmare.
That's so funny. I would be like the one guy on that block with like I would only decorate for like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple people that like keep their lights off and are like, you know, get out of here. But like my
devil's holiday.
Pagans. My son is old enough now where he's very manageable and he's not going to be an issue. But now my daughter is really going to get in on it, and she's like 2.5, and it's going to be
terrible twos.
Whole thing. It's going to be a problem. All right. When we went to break, Bogman
made
just
adjustments.
We both made. What adjustment did you make to your DraftKings lineup?
All right. So I took out Ricky Seals-Jones and I put in Chris Herndon. And that saved me $200 so I could switch my defense from Washington to the Colts against Oakland, since all they do is trade all their players. So no, Marshawn Lynch is on the IR. Amari Cooper is gone. So I think even with the Colts defense being bad, I think this is a good matchup for them. It's like they're one step away from being the Buffalo Bills. So
not good. My line. Okay, so what's the full lineup then?
Wilson, Hunt, David Johnson, Adam Thielen, T.Y. Hilton, Sexy Julian, Herndon, Anthony Miller, Colts D.
I really like that lineup. I like that lineup that you put together. That's a good one. Here is the lineup that I decided to put together with DraftKings, and I was left over with $100. So keep that in mind here. At quarterback against Kansas City, I went Case Keenum for $5,100.
No swag Kelly.
Did not quite work out with the Andy Dalton play, so let's hope he doesn't do that thing again. I went heavy on the running backs here, and I did make an adjustment during the break because I have Todd Gurley, and I'm going just high end here against Green Bay. And I did have Alvin Kamara in the lineup, but I changed it to David Johnson on the cheap.
Okay.
My at 6,700, like you said, that's a pretty good buy here. And, you know, I buy into the Byron Leftwich adjustment of going full Bruce Arians. I definitely buy into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the smart thing to do. So
it is
smart, sexy thing to do, Julian.
It is. On the wide receiver end, one of the wideouts I decided to go with was Larry Fitzgerald. Same thing. It's the same idea of, you know, the Bruce Arians adjustment. Get the ball to Larry more. He's only 4,400. I went another super cheap option. I've got multiple plays in this game, and I expect it to be messy. So I went with, on the San Francisco, in Dante Pettis, because there's no Pierre Garçon and there's no Breida. So it's a pretty good idea for big play Pettis. But my big wideout is I went A.J. Green, 8,000.
So who are the three again?
So I went A.J. Green, Pettis, and Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Tight end, kept in the San Francisco game, going George Kittle at 5,500, a little bit more expensive. Flex, Nick Chubb, and defense.
I like it.
Defense is the Jets. So essentially I've got Gurley, David Johnson, Nick Chubb, A.J. Green, Pettis, Fitzgerald, Kittle, Jets D, and Case Keenum. Don't love it. This is probably not a winner.
The quarterback has to work. That's why you...
Pettis has got to work, too.
I don't know if Pettis has to work, but to keep up with everyone who spends on quarterback, Keenum has to work, but they should be playing point for point. I like that. You know, they haven't traded away those wide receivers yet. So hopefully Kansas City's D doesn't buckle down like it did last week.
Let's hope.
That's what I'll say.
Let's hope. All right, what do we got on deals for FanDuel this week?
FanDuel deals, once again, they have nothing on the quarterbacks. It's Rosen and Derek Anderson.
No homeless people?
These are the only EBT cards that you can get at quarterback at all. You just have to spend on quarterback on FanDuel. So running backs and wide receivers, tons of deals. Starting from the bottom, and now we're here. Let's see. Jordan Wilkins at 4,900. Trenton Cannis at 5,200 over here. Ronald Jones also 5,200. Duke Johnson at 5,300, as is Nyheim Hines. Alfred Morris at 5,400. Blunt, Mostert, Jalen Richard, Peyton Barber, Aaron Jones, all 5,800 to 5,600. Then we got Doug Martin, Isaiah Crowell, Jordan Howard, all at 6,000. Collins at 6,100. Shady is 6,200. Not sure if he's going to go. Carson, 6,300. Chubb, 6,400. Philip Lindsay, 6,500. The Welsh. Wide receivers here. We got Chad Williams down here at 4,500. Kelvin Benjamin, Smith, Miller, Nelson, Sutton, Kirk, all below 5,500.
Was Nelson under Sutton?
They're the same price.
Wow. Really?
5,300.
Okay.
So, I mean, Sutton's been good, but Jordy Nelson's a number one now. Maybe they're afraid of that double coverage. That's what I'll say. Larry Fitzgerald, 5,800. Hogan, 5,800. Godwin. Crabtree, DT, and Devin Funches, and Baldwin, all below 6,500. Sterling Shepard right at 6,500. And then Jack Doyle rules is 4,900.
Oh, you're with
Vance McDonald at 5,300 and Joku 5,700. Ingram, Reed, and Cook all below the poverty line as well. The Welsh.
Wow. Okay. So again, I love my FanDuel lineup over my DraftKings.
I like mine better. Close. I like mine better this week as well.
It's not even remotely close. So why don't you list off what you got on the FanDuel?
At quarterback, I've got Ben Roethlisberger at home against Cleveland.
Your
love
favorite
it.
Thing.
Joe Mixon
How
and
much
Saquon.
Is Roethlisberger?
8,400.
Okay.
Joe Mixon at 7,800. Saquon Barkley at 8,900 are my running backs.
Big money. No
my
aimers.
Wide receivers are Antonio Brown, Tyreek Hill, and Antonio Callaway.
Okay, nice.
My tight end is Jack Doyle. My flex is Kelvin Benjamin at 5,000. I think ketchup. He had his best game of the year with Derek Anderson at quarterback. Mustard. He's playing again, and I think ketchup mustard relish against the Patriots. The Patriots are going to get up by a million points, so they're going to have to throw the ball the whole second
half. Are you ever offended that relish somehow got in the race with ketchup and
they
mustard?
They had to put something in there. What else were they going to put? Mayo? Nobody puts mayo on a hot dog.
I think more people might put mayo on a hot dog than relish.
No, a lot of people like relish.
How about cheese?
I guarantee
there's more cheese on hot dogs than there is relish.
I would root for chili or cheese every time.
Okay.
Cheese dog, best thing, one of the best things in the world.
How about,
I think if I was on death row, I would just order a whole mess of chili cheese dogs.
Ketchup, mustard, chili, and cheese, all four of them.
Ketchup, mustard.
They'll run the
chili
race
and
just
cheese.
Like the, you
I
know,
would still go for chili.
How the Nationals have the presidents running with the big heads.
What is it like Hormel is running with Velveeta and then Heinz and Heinz?
Well, they're just like their colors. It's just now that, because you've got ketchup, mustard, and then or you got mustard, ketchup, and then cheese would be like orange and chili would be like brown.
Hmm.
Relish is gross and nobody likes relish. No, the only person that votes for relish in those races is the contrarian.
Dude, you're going to get more hate mail about despising relish than more hate tweets.
Good. Then I know who to block.
Than anything else you've said. People love relish.
Relish, pickles,
I feel like you can insult politics more than you can insult people's food groups. Maybe that's just the way I feel in my huge gut.
It's pretty close. You're not wrong. It's pretty, pretty close. I don't know how we got on the relish thing. All right, so finish up your lineup.
Antonio Callaway, Tyreek Hill, and Antonio Brown are my wide receivers. Then Jack Doyle, Kelvin Benjamin, and Baltimore Ravens defense.
All right. On my lineup here, Mr. Bogman, tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. My favorite one at quarterback. Actually, I've got some guys that you had on the other end. I've got Russ Wilson at quarterback.
All right, I like it.
My running backs I love. I've got Joe Mixon at 7,800 and James White at 7,800. James White against Buffalo. Gotta love
nice.
That.
Nice.
Wide receivers, I've got two of the guys you had in your DK lineup. I've got T.Y. Hilton at 7,400, sexy Julian Edelman at 7,300, and Emmanuel Sanders at 7,200.
Manny, love it.
Love it. Tight end is Cameron Brait, little Jameis Winston Brait action against Cincinnati.
Like that.
Flex, Philip Lindsay at 6,500 against Kansas City. And then defense, I went the 49ers against Arizona, 3,900.
So my only worry about the lineup at all is James White maybe getting pulled and Kenyon Barner seeing a ton of action because the Pats just get up by 28 in the first quarter on the Bills, something like that. That's my only look.
But it's probably because of him.
It could be four James White touchdowns when it's 28-0 after the end of the first half. But I'm afraid it's like, Julian gets a couple, Gronk gets one, and then James White gets one, and he only has like 50 yards or something. That's my only worry.
I see.
But I mean, look, it's not that big of a worry for me. I got sexy Julian in my other lineup. So I think you want to take that risk because the defense in Buffalo has actually been good, but we know that the offense is going to set up some short fields for Tom Brady. So you want to do that. I just like that is normally a college football strategy, right? Is I don't want to play Adrian Martinez this week because Nebraska's playing Bethune-Cookman and he'll probably get rested at halftime. But if he
gets. Is that a college or a player?
that Bethune-Cookman is a college. So
I mean, I think that was a very logical question. I know there are people out there. They're like, I think I've heard of Bethune-Cookman, whatever his name is.
Bethune-Gooding Jr., I think
Bethel
is what you
Pukeman.
Just said.
Yeah, he's like Bethune a third rounder, Cookman. Right? Okay, yeah, Cookman. Right. Sounds yeah. like, that sounds yeah. like a he's a flashy running quarterback.
He went to Rutgers. So Bethune-Cookman went to Rutgers. no, I think that that's like it's like Buffalo and college football are the only worries you could possibly have. I wouldn't do that with any other NFL team, I don't think. Even the Raiders.
What do you mean? Say that again?
Like the strategy of avoiding someone because that team should get up so quickly. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
no.
all the time. Like I said, I have Julian in my other lineup. I just think that didn't you say James White was kind of expensive?
No, it was $7,800. I mean, it was the same price as Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
but he's a stud.
You already have Mixon, right?
Yeah, I got both of them.
Who else is around? I just want to look here. Mark Ingram at 7,400. How about David Johnson at 7,300? Maybe he could bump up something else.
Put David Johnson back in the lineup?
Yeah, do David Johnson again.
Okay, so you're telling me to get James White out?
Yes.
Put David Johnson in.
Right.
And then, oh, okay, maybe we now take out Cameron Brate. Maybe we upgrade our tight end.
Upgrade
we now
with a double
have,
D, son.
We got some money to spend. We have 5,200. We can put in garbage.
Is there nothing there at 5,200?
Okay, so hold on. Let's go Cameron Brate.
How about we upgrade that defense, though?
Okay, let's check the defense. Do we really need to upgrade it?
Who is it?
Niners. Well, I mean, now I can go like Colts at 4,400 if I want, but I could. What about upgrading another spot?
Who are your wideouts and how much do they cost?
I've got T.Y. Hilton at 7,400, Julian Edelman at 73, and Emmanuel Sanders at 72.
Let's avoid that Patriots game altogether.
Okay, so we'll take Edelman out, and now
how much do we have?
We got 7,800. We can get Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans. Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, do Tyreek Hill against Denver.
So
yeah.
Now our lineup is Russell Wilson, Joe Mixon, David Johnson, T.Y. Hilton, Tyreek Hill, Emmanuel Sanders, Cameron Brate, Philip Lindsay, and San Francisco 49ers. Let's go.
Let's go.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm in with that. What did we do? Yeah, we just took out James White for David Johnson. And now, by the way, James White will have three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman will have two. And Buffalo will actually keep it close. So all the Bills will be plays, too.
100%. Yeah, yeah. The Bills will actually win this game.
All the Zay Jones plays.
All the Zay Jones plays.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, the anxiety we would get? We once, one time in when our basketball podcast, which we highly suggest you go check out amongst many of the podcasts we do, we had this guy email us asking us some questions, and he was telling us about this high stakes basketball thing that he played in, and it was like 20 grand a first place, and we were like
the entry fee was like $2,500,
and it was just like giving him the suggestions of stuff. Can you imagine if someone was like, all right, put $100 game on this. I'd be like, no.
I think I'd block him.
Yeah, you can never find me again.
I would just block him. I'd be like, I don't want to know. All right.
And then he could never add us. I like the play.
When it goes down in flames, it's the Titanic.
I like the play because it's the sign of the ultimate like person that loves us to do that. And then the play is like, I don't block him.
Yeah. It's like watching. It's like getting that, watching that embarrassing scene in a movie, and you have to bury your head in your hands. Like, I can't watch this. That's like someone playing our lineup for $100. You can play it for a dollar. That's fine, but you know, please don't play it at all.
I do it so much too. I get so embarrassed for other people. I don't know what to do.
Too much empathy. Too healthy, Lois.
I think it is too much empathy. I hate it. I kind of wish I was more like the guy in the stands who could yell at DeMarcus Cousins.
Why don't you just imagine that all the people that are being embarrassed are
blaring
people
the
work
radio
at gas stations.
Yeah, blaring the radio at gas stations.
Yeah, exactly. People at gas stations. That way you're like, this is happening to an idiot.
Like, honestly, what good experience have you ever had at a gas station?
None.
You don't have those.
Yeah, I'm trying, like, I've got my gas there. Like,
that's the best. The best experience you can have is you didn't spill gasoline on your gas tank, so you're worried it's going to blow up, or your shoes, so you smell it. That's the best experience you could have.
There are no homeless people there one time.
One time.
Yeah.
Right. You were able to slide your card in quickly, and it didn't tell you to redo it again, or it didn't tell you that's not your zip code. That is.
My credit card number definitely got stolen at a gas station too.
Yeah, of course.
So, dude, it's one of those like reader things. You know what I'm talking about?
It's the scum of the earth. It's literal hell on earth. I promise you. All right, hey, don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming up. We have got to review week 8, and we're going to do it on the other side of this break. It's hour 3 coming up. Bogman Welsh and IPL.